Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. Hey guys, today I had an opportunity to have one of our clients in e-commerce scaling secrets program, Nadav, who's with his partner Lean, they scaled their e-commerce business from $200,000 per month to over $800,000 per month in just 3 months. So I had him in my office and we shared some mind-blowing insights. So I want to share those with you guys. Make sure you subscribe to my channel. Make sure you like this video. I'll share those in a second with you.
All right, who is here?
What's up, Nadav here,
one of our clients, and what do you got?
The coffee from Israel, man. Oh, the best coffee in Israel.
You
need to wake up, man. You need to wake up.
Here, so we have the machine, we'll warm up the machine.
Let's go.
Now, like, we not only have the coffee, but I got the cake.
Damn.
So, yeah, man. Like...
Nice to see you.
Yeah. So, yeah, We'll be having some like behind the scenes conversations. So, man, virtually have to turn it off.
So okay, right now, right? Like, so you're traveling. You're in Costa Rica. Like, you're having a good time. I mean, feel free to come to our office one day and like have a cake too. Okay, let's say like, so you're in Costa Rica. You're chilling. How much time on a daily basis would you still dedicate?
Because I got Lin as my partner, it's kind of more easier because he kind of control the business and I go inside to just like watch what is being done and improve what I can do on my side. But basically, like when you go out to travel, it's a bit like hard to like focus and grow because if you want to hire like another guy to the company, like getting him like really into the company, it's really hard to like focus on that. So when you travel, you can't really do like bigger stuff and you can't really push like as hard as you want, but you can maintain. So if you travel, you can maintain, but if you travel like, I don't know, with the right people or alone and you kind of focus and bring it like in the right schedule, it's okay. But I would say that if you like with friends, if you like traveling, but you got other focus on other things, you can't really do it. You can, because you want to focus, like you can't go business like from 30k a day to 100k if you like travel.
How about the 4-hour work week? It's basically the book for kind of a guy who is like, you can optimize your business so much that you can like work like 4 hours a week.
Yeah, but if you want to go from 30k a day to 100k a day, you need to push more stuff. And then it's hard, you know, you don't want to maintain. If I want to maintain, I would maintain. But you want to scale, you want to push some stuff. Q4 is coming.
How does like, okay, so you have your partner. How is like, do you get the most kind of like progress when you both of you are like fully involved? Is it like, do you get like most progress like when both of you kind of like you pushing your partner and he's pushing his part?
Because I like to say that Lin is like the structure guy of the business.
Yeah.
And I'm more of the pusher. Okay, so if I want to take someone,
you bring like new ideas and stuff like that.
Yeah, if I want to take someone to the company, I'll bring him right away in the same week. The same week I will train him. The next week is like pushing on the platform. So basically, we can like, Lin is the structural guy.
Yeah.
And I'm the pusher. This is what I like to say. So basically, if Lin is like the structural guy, he can maintain. But if I want to push, I need to be involved.
I see.
And then like when we both like walk. Fully working.
Yeah.
In Israel, we have like a weekly meetup, and then like grow the business like together. So then we have like the structure that we talk about the company, the growth, what you want to do, set up new goals, and then we go for it.
I think this is a big lesson for everyone, guys. A lot of people get in the business with people, like partner up and stuff like that, with people that are like them. So you say, if I'm like outgoing or like I'm like a marketer, like I have all these ideas, you know. And then what happens, like, I bring another guy like this because I like him, because like
we do the same.
We do the same, and then like no one actually gets shit done, you know, because like no one's like thinking in terms of like processes or SOPs or buildings and structure within the company. And then those companies typically like all over the place and they're a mess. So it's amazing that you guys have complementary like skill sets, right? It's very important. So even like, you know, within our brothers, like people like partner up with each other, like One guy's more like you said, you're like pushing stuff. Another one is like more process oriented, so
yeah,
compensating each other.
It's a good combo because you need to think like outside of the box. And if you got like the same guy with the same mindset, you can't, you go straight. But if you go like with other guy with other mindset,
yeah,
and you educate yourself like kind of different, then you push this,
yeah,
and then you got like do a combo.
Mm-hmm.
And the combo will be fucking massive, man.
Yeah.
Because just think of it like, I don't like the tax sheet, so I wouldn't like work really hard on the tax sheet. I really don't like the KPIs and structure and all of this stuff, but I like to push.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a nice combo, you know? Like, I want to take like pizza, a TikTok guy, I will go ahead and hire a guy, find out what he needs to do.
Hey, JP, so we're recording this. So JP is in our team, guys. I mean, you might be like speaking with one of was he on the phone one day.
Like, we're doing a live interview.
Sure.
Yeah, he just told me that he got back from Costa Rica, hit some waves.
Yeah, I needed to take some waves. Dude, I needed to take some punch and then go back to Israel and push some stuff. Basically, like in Costa Rica, I got like a 3 meter waves that
uh-huh.
came rushed on me, okay? And I was with the softboard and I was looking at the waves and it was like fucking a wall coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of crashed on me and it took me down about like, I think 2 meters down in the beach. But you know, you're with like a big softboard, so you will wake up, you will go up to like in some point. What you need to do is kind of when you get this big wave,
uh-huh.
you need to focus and relax, the first thing, because if you will panic, then you'll just beat yourself like out of air and you will drown.
Uh-huh.
But if you like relax yourself...
So you don't fight with the waves, right? You
just go with it.
You go with it, you oh.
Yeah, I'm trying
such
to like getting out of
it's a great life lesson in general.
Yeah.
And we can actually apply that to e-com.
Not for
you
sure, like
I mean?
just
everybody's trying to fight with the Facebook
yeah.
ads,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Just let
just
it happen.
Just think if you're like in a bad situation, just breathe, control, and just like go outside of the box and just do something else and then you will go.
Huh.
Like even from a wave perspective, how to not getting done, you can learn about business as well. Just
so true.
Just like
that's such a
relax your body.
Yeah.
Don't panic and go, because like let's say you're building a brand. Okay, you will have some bad days, some good days. Some days you will lose like $500, $1,000, but you know the next day it's going to be good if you focus on the right things.
One of the massive things, right? Like so, I mean, for him, you know, he's in our sales team. You know, in our other
yeah.
teams, like. We have like bad days. We have like when it's like how you call it, trot, right?
Ruts.
Ruts.
We all have ruts.
So it's
yeah.
like you have good days, and then it's like few days in a row. It's like for example, bad, right?
Yeah.
Like so, for example, and one of the things he told me is like you've learned it also from someone. It's like it makes a lot of sense. Like that, if you're in a rut, don't like suddenly change everything. You know, it's like you might change like hey, you know, or like you turn everything off, or like you know you. As you said, it's like the same kind of like scenario of like panicking, like when the hit, like the wave hits you.
Keep your
like
composure, focus on the fundamentals,
yeah,
and just
for
keep
sure.
going forward.
Just keep doing exactly what you've been doing. Keep doing exactly.
You can think outside of the box as well, but yeah, just focus, relax, and focus.
Mm-hmm.
Because today is a bad day, but tomorrow maybe is good. Let's see.
One of the things we talk just like, I mean, in terms of kind of like finding those like people for your team, you know, that
mm-hmm.
are like. Have the complementary skill sets. I think it's, you know, like Russell Brunson, you know, the ClickFunnels, you know, that
yeah.
the company. So he tried to like, he's a marketing guy, he's a marketer, he talks, you know, he can sell stuff. And so he tried to launch the software, you know,
yeah.
it's like building the software and versus like marketing, it's like two different skill sets.
Yeah.
You know, he tried to do that. He failed like 6 times.
Right.
He was trying to build, he was investing money into building and he couldn't, you know, because it's not what one of his like strong suits. And then like he sent an email to his like email list and he found this partner, you know, that is actually good.
Ah, from the email list?
Yeah, like from his email list. And like, you know how many people like from ESS we've hired? Like, you know, we have like 4 people like on the team and now we're just like doubling down. Like, we have so many smart people who want to join our team or we want to partner up or we want to buy their business or partner up with their own business, you know? So it's like, so he brought this guy in and so they have a complementary skill set, you know? It's like, so now he can focus fully on marketing.
Yeah.
This guy can focus fully on the,
you
know,
because you can't be like good with like with everything.
No.
You need to, sometimes you need to look at yourself and just like mention your weak points and just like see how can you can improve. And if bring another guy will improve that, you should do it. But yeah, you should look at yourself like sometimes.
I think, yeah, exactly. You should kind of like be honest with yourself. Okay, so what I'm actually good at, like
naturally. Because the ego can control you sometimes, but if you go outside of the ego, you can go because, yeah, I'm weak with some stuff. But if I like do the right things to improve the weakness,
yeah,
then I'll go, for sure.
Exactly. So that is on that side. I mean, find people that are like, if you have a business and you're trying to do something and you can't and you're not good at, maybe bring someone in who is good at it, you know? It's like, you don't have to do like everything to be successful. You only need to do kind of like, I mean, even like the most successful like entrepreneurs, you know, like Elon Musk. I mean, yeah. He's obviously supervising everything, but he is not necessarily in the trenches like every day. Like, you know, it's like he's obviously, you know, he wouldn't be able to do it, you know, but he's... What are the most valuable things? Like raising money, you know, like investors, like communicating, marketing, you know, so define like what you are good at and then identify the people that could kind of like fill those gaps.
Yeah.
The most successful companies, if you look at it, like if you think about ClickFunnels, you think about like Russell Brunson, you know, like he's a founder, he's the face of it, but I mean, he owns like 25% of the company because he has like, he owns like 25% of the company, has like three more founders, you know, so everyone's like complementary skills, you know, and then like
sure.
When these people come together, this is where the
magic
happens.
It's going to be massive, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
So
because sometimes you need like to, you know, to give some stuff up, but to grow.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If
yeah.
you got some weaknesses, like improve them as much as you can. But if you need like to get a partner or something like that, yeah, go
yeah.
for it. Because I know like someone also like a friend of mine that's also own a business.
Yeah.
She got like a really nice product, really nice store. Everything is like on point.
Yeah.
But the marketing, she doesn't know how to do it.
Can you give me her contact? We'll buy her.
Yeah.
We'll partner up with her.
I can give you, yeah.
For sure.
She just needs the marketing, just needs a push. I want to do it for like for here, but I want to focus on my business, so I can't really do that.
Yeah. You connect with her, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she also like with the same type of products to use her, so it's okay.
Like weight loss?
No, not at least. Like cream and stuff like that.
Creams? Wow. And yeah. But she's making sales already?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But
not a lot.
More of like local stuff and stuff like that.
That's all right.
But she got the store, she got like, she can do like dropshipping style, so it's okay.
Nice, okay, cool,
yeah,
yeah. Connecting. So that's on that one side that, with the, I think this is massive, and like if, the moment you start kind of like, okay, this is like the brutal assessment of myself, like, here is like naturally what I've been good at like all this time. It's like I tried this and it didn't work out, and then some of the things are just naturally better for you, right? Or some of the people, you know, you ask like five people around you, like, what do you think I'm good at actually, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. Like you need someone to like reflect.
Yeah.
So people, even like you, even like me, needs like another mentor, another like coach or something like that to look at you. You'll tell them what you're doing and you need like another vision for yourself. You can't look at yourself in the mirror and then decide, okay, I'm looking like that, let's like improve that. Because you need like another guy maybe to like tell you what's your weakness. Because sometimes you would just like see weakness, but you wouldn't like see that as a weakness. But sometimes this is like a weakness and you need to improve that.
Mm-hmm.
And you need like another guy maybe to coach you and tell you, okay, this way you can improve.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you took this one thing and you said, okay, this is like garbage, it doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Yeah, right. Like so rarely, I mean, sometimes you can kind of like self-reflect on yourself, but like ego is what oh, I cannot admit, for example, that I'm bad at this, you know, I'll keep
yeah.
fucking fighting
sure.
and it's like I suck at it and like I still keep fighting.
I'll go with it, I'll go.
Yeah, because like the ego, right? Like ego is like, this is what kind of like, I realized even for myself, man, like ego like sometimes would have like in the past, you know, it's like, for example, right? Like I don't like some guy, you know, like I don't like, maybe it's like, you know, I don't like some person, you know, for example.
Yeah.
Person, like, I mean, whatever, I don't resonate with them, right? But that person, for example, is like talking about some good stuff, like very good stuff, very good insights, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But because you don't like that person, you don't take that information that otherwise would be extremely valuable. So you let your ego stand in a way of like actually like learning and taking lessons, because
yeah.
you can take lessons from.
Well, actually,
from
like I got a friend that
uh-huh.
wanted to teach me how to surf, okay?
Yeah.
But I wanted to listen to him because I said, okay, I can do it my own, okay?
Yeah.
So then I surfed really bad for like a year and a half. And then I said, okay, fucking teach me, man. Teach me what to do. And then in like 2 weeks, I improved myself like massively. So sometimes you need to take advice and be like open with your mind. Like
mm-hmm.
if you don't open with your mind, you'll just like stay in the same situation. But just think 1 year and a half, solved really bad,
mm-hmm.
but just 2 weeks with the friend that wanted to help me, and just opening the mind.
Yeah.
For listening to errors, listening to mistakes. Sometimes it's like bad, like for you, like to listen to mistakes, listen to the errors, but sometimes you need to listen.
Yeah.
And then improve. So after I listened to him like for 2 weeks, boom, like I managed to like solve like I'm solving like 5 years in just like 2 weeks of like education, you know.
And it's such a good example, right?
Yeah.
Because before that, like, what do you think stopped you? Like, your ego? Like,
ego,
I
don't want someone to tell me what I'm what I'm bad in. I don't want...
Man, like, and I was like, I was reading this book, and every entrepreneur, I think every, like, e-commerce, like, especially, you know, e-commerce space, like, you gotta read this book called Made in America by Sam Walton.
Yeah.
You know Sam Walton?
No.
You know Walmart?
I mean, Walmart.
It's the biggest, like, retail in the world, I guess. Like, $500 billion in sales. Annually in the United States mostly, but one of the big things in that book is he was so like open-minded dude, like he would go like into competitor stores and just kind of like observe how they do stuff.
Nice.
Right, sometimes we think about competitors like, oh, I don't fucking like this guy, it's like,
but I love him.
You know, it's like, oh, I don't like this guy, I don't want to even see like what he's doing, you know, he's like, oh, he's doing this wrong and he's doing this wrong, you know? But then you close yourself to the whole kind of like world of like learning. It's like, wow. I mean, let's say your competitor is doing like 10x more, you know, 10x more like sales than you. That would be plain stupid for you not to learn for that. Like, you don't like them, but I mean, numbers prove that. I mean, they're doing something right. So, and so the Sam Walton, I mean, he is a, someone said about him that he is like one of the people like that kind of like wouldn't be afraid to be wrong. You know what I mean? So you
learn from your mistakes. Basically, I learned so much from my mistakes because my first like two stores fucking crashed in like so fast.
Yeah.
Like my products even like shipped by the ocean, like I had a bad supplier. They shipped by the ocean and got to the customers like with a lot of like water in them.
Oh,
so
wow.
I really crashed the business like with all of
getting
mistakes, a lot of mistakes. People blocked me, Facebook blocked me, but after getting all of these errors, you like improve.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like it's good. You need to get yourself in the like doing mistakes, write them and improve them.
After that though, like I mean, and this is what I think you guys are doing different. That's why you're doing, you know, like $1 million a month, because like you will do a lot higher numbers than that. This is like this is like baby numbers.
This is the beginning.
Yeah, this baby numbers.
Yeah.
But after that experience, right? You got smashed, right?
Yeah.
But you took some lessons and you actually, okay, so I don't want this to ever happen again. We're doing stuff differently now.
You get angry at yourself. Why did they push it, right?
Yeah.
Why did I want to go cheap with the product?
Yeah.
And destroy the business?
Yeah.
And then you just leave.
A lot of people, what they would do is like, okay, so they get punished, like Facebook blocks them, for example, page score, right? And then they see like, they do exactly the same fucking thing in a month.
Yeah.
Like, guys, I mean, like, learn from...
Why do I only pull?
Yeah, because, like, so, what people don't like, I think sometimes, and I mean, we've also been, you know, been guilty of this, it's like, it's, I mean, everything changes, right? So, Facebook today is not the Facebook we had 1 year ago. It's not even the same.
Even yesterday.
Yeah, even, like, yesterday's,
yeah.
Right? So, everything changes, right? So, you have to be, like, flexible and evolve with time. So if the stuff that you've been doing before, you got burned, like PayPal blocks, PayPal holds, Stripe holds, you know, whatever those challenges you've had, and you kind of like analyze and you see why that happened. I mean, sometimes it happens with like little reason, but like there must be a reason why that happened,
yeah.
Right?
For sure.
So then you kind of like make the adjustments and today you're smarter. Like if today you're like 1% smarter, and the day after tomorrow, you're like 1% smarter than the day before. I mean, imagine all of the progress that you make like in 1 year. I mean, you get like three times as smart. Like you make like three times as little numbers mistakes.
Sure. Like what I'm doing with my workers actually is I have like a weekly Excel, okay, with a few subjects. Like how was the week?
Yeah.
What mistakes have happened? What can you learn from them? How can you improve?
Yeah.
What do you want from the next week? And then each week they need to fill it.
Mm.
And then by that they're like scaling themselves.
Mm.
And
you allow them to like to, first of all you allow them to do mistakes. Sometimes mistakes, everyone does mistakes, right?
Yeah, I can't like kill them for a mistake.
Yeah,
everyone has mistakes, you know, like a wrong message, wrong keyword, wrong like emoji. I don't know, like learning from mistakes.
Yeah,
He doesn't even know which mistake, but...
As long as you don't do the same mistake again.
What I do even, like, to look for mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, I went over with my worker.
Yeah.
And I told her, okay, let's look for mistakes. Boom. And then she fixed it. And then it's good.
What is saying about, like, what we just discussed before, you know, before, like, it was recorded, about kind of, like, integrating different, like, business models and kind of, like, making your business not just about, like, okay, so it's, like, only physical products business, but it's, what do you think about that?
It's massive, because just think that if you take, like, a customer to purchase from you, why not to get them back to purchase maybe a guidebook online or maybe, like, I don't know, enter into a blog that talks about, like, specific stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like, manage so much different things. Like, basically, if a customer asks you to do something even, you ask them, like, what do you think we can improve? What do you want? You see the customers, you need to think outside of the box. What do you need?
Yeah.
What you can do? So if you see like, a physical product, maybe see, like, an online course to that physical product, maybe do, like, so much stuff, so many ideas.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's, like, hard to sit down and look for ideas. So it's better to, like, have a weekly, maybe hour, to just, like, reflect on the business, see how can improve from getting outside of the box, and then you can do it maybe.
100%.
Because even subscriptions, why people don't do it? Like, a lot of people from the ESS, even I want to do it. I want to do it even, like, for almost a year now.
Wow.
Why didn't I push it? Because I'm pushing other things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe set an hour each week.
Yeah.
To see how you can improve something that is not existing in your business, and you need to improve it.
And you're looking for these, like, this is initiative, after this event, like, we basically rolled out, like, the initiative throughout the whole company, where it's like everyone in the company can bring ideas what we could do better. So either it's like on the customer acquisition side, either it's like increasing the average order value or increasing the like lifetime value of the customer, getting customers to come back and buy more products, right? So whatever that is, everyone can contribute, and then once a quarter we'll have the initiative of, like, okay, so this is the profit the company has generated. We're allocating, let's say, 10% of that profit for bonuses to people who have contributed the most. And it's like, man, I mean, now, like, instead of, like, me, like, thinking and, like, or, like, few key people, like, you know, kind of like senior people think, well, what we can do better. Like, no, now everyone is thinking about that. And so
this is what I like about the tiers, because I pay, like, hourly now, okay? But I want to go for, like, tiers. I want to push them because they can be on their comfort zone.
Yeah.
On, like, 3 hours, 4 hours, but I want to get them on 6. I want to get them on 10.
Yeah.
How do we do it? With tiers. They want to push the business.
Yeah.
So they need to be a part of it.
The more they contribute, the more they bring to the table, the more, you know, they get compensated. They participate in your success.
Because if they pay hourly, you pay them hourly.
Yeah.
Like, this is a big mistake for my side. I want to push, like, the tiers now.
Yeah.
I'll be back to Israel. I push from each place of the business, I push tiers. I bring people awesome. Even, like, for commission, even not for hourly. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, let's say calls to the sales calls. You can take maybe a few guys to be on commission. If they get sales, they get commission, and people will do it.
Yeah.
So even if you don't need even to pay hourly. To pay commissions and by tiers and stuff like that.
Oh, commission, like, yeah, if you, this is it, man. This is crazy. Yeah.
Like, when I started this brand, actually, I wanted to push, like you know what I'm doing now, the e-commerce, but I want to push, like, all sellers, retailers, I want to push, like, more stuff like that to be, like, more steady, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be in the comfort zone. I want to always push from, I want, like, a cash flow from each direction I can get. Like, every social platform, every thing I can do.
Yeah.
I want to do it in the brand, like, wholesalers, retailers, just think outside of the box and push it.
This is massive, man.
Because just think, people buy from you, why not, like, to expand on wholesalers and stuff like that to bring you more cash flow? Because cash flow, even, like, let's say $100 cash flow a month, $100.
Yeah.
You can pay maybe a worker to get you, like, 10 influencers.
Yeah.
20 influencers. This will bring you, like, $1,000 profit. Why not?
Yeah, that's up. Man. I mean, such a good conversation, guys. We'll wrap it up. We still have a bunch of cake to go through.
Yeah, we need to eat it.
Yeah, and so, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for watching. So, yeah, again, this is Nadav. He's with his partner, Lynn, in our e-commerce scaling secrets program. Guys are doing amazing numbers. So, yeah, if you're in our program, you'll meet these guys personally. I mean, these guys are just...
Yeah, for sure. We want to network a lot.
Yeah.
So just, like, reach us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And, like, cheers to you guys.
Cheers. Cheers, guys. All right, guys. Yeah, have a good one.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out.